Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. We're going to be diving back into pools and talking a little bit more about pool safety. Unfortunately, every year you hear, a number of tragic stories about mostly children, unfortunately, getting in a pool when no one's looking. So we just want to spend a few minutes and talk about pool safety.
It's a mandate that's been required for decades. Every swimming pool, every backyard swimming pool must be surrounded by child protective fencing. Bruce, am I right? If you can take a 4-inch ball and push it in between, then that's the size, right?
Yeah, it's right around there. I always kind of use the rule of thumb that if you make a fist, for most people, if you can put that in between the slats on there, it's too big.
Okay.
And it also has to be something that can't, like chain link doesn't work.
Because you can
even
climb
that small, you can climb it. That's too easy for a kid to climb. So
all the gates have to be spring loaded and latched.
Self-closing and latching. It's got to close on its own and latch. And if you have a door opening to the pool area, there's not a fence in between it. That door has to be self-closing and latching. And that latch has to be up above a small child's height. Yeah. So
we've started a campaign here decades ago called 2 seconds is too long. And 2 seconds is too long to keep your eyes off the swimming pool when you've got kids in the backyard. So that's the other thing you need to know about owning a swimming pool. Testing the pool, covering or uncovering the pool. There is a law out now. There's actually a question we've got from Mary. Let's see if this has to do with the... You think she's talking about the variable pump on the swimming pool?
I believe so.
All right. Let's bring Mary into the conversation, see if we can answer Mary's question. Good morning.
Good morning.
And your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me. I have a variable speed pump, Haywood. I've had it now for a couple of years. And I like it. It was quiet. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago that the drive went out. Now, I'm wondering if I should have the drive replaced. Can the drive be replaced, or should I buy a new pump?
Mary, what do you mean by the drive of the pump? Is the impeller not spinning and circulating water?
No. So, actually... when I passed by it, I looked at it and it said drive error. So I shut it off, turned it back on. It didn't do anything. I shut it off again. It didn't do anything. So I took a picture of it and I sent it to someone so I could tell them. Well, actually, I took a picture so I can go over to Leslie and see if they could tell me what's wrong with it. Nope. Nothing happened. So when you press it on, like it's getting ready to prime,
yep.
The only thing it does is go, then it shuts off.
Okay. Well, that's a programmable high energy that were mandated by law about 4 or 5 years ago. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've got one, and I've never gone out there in the sun and sat there long enough trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Have you?
You know, I have messed with mine. I had my old pool pump replaced a couple of years ago and went to the variable speed. There is an impeller in those things that, from my understanding, and I'm not a pool equipment expert, but from my understanding, they're a little more sensitive than some of those old pool pumps you could probably pump sand through.
These are
high efficiency, variable speed. I don't know this for certain, but I do know it's easier for the impellers to get clogged on them. But I would always, just as a baseline, I'd always recommend to someone, rather than just get right on and buy another pool pump, get a hold of licensed pool contractor, a service provider, have them come out and look, because it might be, only a couple $100 fix as opposed to spending, you know,
$2,000 for a new motor.
Thousands of dollars on a new pump. So,
Mary, I can tell you at my house, we converted to the high efficient pump. I want to say it was about 5 or 6 years ago. And we had a programming dilemma with it. And I called several people out where we bought the motor. I actually installed the motor myself. They sent three different people out to reprogram it, and none of them got it right. I finally broke down, called Tom Postorino at Postorino Pool Service. He sent Matt, and Matt said, well, it's this. Bing, 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 click. And it was done. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Will you now take over the management of my swimming pool forever? So I would tell you to call Postorino Pool Service. It's what they do. They see that between the whole team, they probably see 400 pumps a day. And they're constantly having to adjust and reprogram. Before I spend a dime doing anything else, I'd call Postorino Pool Service. Folks, we're glad you tuned in. For those newcomers to Arizona, make sure they know about us so we can help them, keep them from making any mistakes about home improvement or home ownership. Home ownership, home maintenance is different here in Arizona. That's our job, to make sure you know the difference.